SMART goals. It doesn't always have to be around fitness. It can be about food, mm-hmm. about your nutrition. It could be about your lifestyle. Maybe your goal is to wake up every day 10 minutes early and, you know, being realistic. Yeah.
Welcome to the Fablo AgriLife podcast, where we promote better living for healthy Texans. Every episode, we'll cover a health or wellness topic, as well as some lifestyle challenges that we face.
Welcome to the Fablo AgriLife podcast. And with me today is Jessica.
Hello.
Nicole.
Hi.
And Drew.
Hi.
And then it's me, Joss. Today, we're going to talk about SMART goals. So, for those who know about our Walk Across Texas program, we're kicking off a diabetes Walk Across Texas program. I couldn't think of a different word. But it's the Walk Across Texas. You can go to Hattie Health to register. There's a diabetes edition that was kicked off in May 21st. And what's really neat about this particular program is that every week there's a new goal. And we're going to go over to the first 2 weeks. So the first 2 weeks, when kicking this off, yes, you should always talk to your doctor, especially if you're diabetic, to make sure that fits with your routine. But week one and two, we're talking about SMART goals, and we're going to review what SMART is and then give some examples for us. Anyone want to talk about it before I kick in? Nope. Okay. So SMART goals, right? So SMART is, it stands for, it's an acronym. It starts for, means particular things. So S is specific, right? How do you want to accomplish something? Why do you want to accomplish it? What are the requirements for your goal? And then what are your constraints, right? You want to be very specific, because when we think very broad, sometimes we just don't get things done. Anyone want to chime in on that?
So if you want to start exercising again, like myself, so I need to be very specific about when I want to exercise, because I usually just say, oh, I'll do it later, but it never happens. So I need to be specific and just say, I'm going to do it at this time, and make sure that there's no other time constraints that are going to get me away from that or something like that.
And how many times a week do you want to work out?
We'll make it attainable. So 3.
There you go. So you're being specific, mm-hmm. and you're being realistic as well. I think that's a real thing to do, is try to be as realistic as possible. Nicole, do you have any specific goal?
Well, I mean, back to the realistic thing. If you're not going to set a realistic goal, then, I mean, you might as well throw it out the window. So, mm-hmm. working out at a certain time, a specific time, mm-hmm. 3 days a week, that's realistic. Not, hey, I'm going to work out 5 times on Monday through Friday. Like, that's not realistic. Who has time for that?
For an hour.
For an hour. There you go. Yeah, that's not realistic.
No.
So, maybe start out something small, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And you know what? I'm going to set 20 minutes aside in the afternoon at a time that you have time to do it, that you don't have anything else going on, and then working out, because that's actually realistic.
It's true. I think a lot of the times we'll start a program thinking, like, I got it, but then we don't realize how demanding a certain program is. Walk Across Texas is not demanding, by the way.
Just full disclosure.
It's not demanding. It's just pretty simple. You walk when you can and you keep track of it on the site. But yes, but for other goals, like SMART goals, it doesn't always have to be around fitness. It can be about food, mm-hmm. about your nutrition. It could be about your lifestyle. Maybe your goal is to wake up every day 10 minutes early and during the week, and give yourself a weekend off, you know, being realistic. Yeah. For those who want to be a morning person, like, that's my goal, because I am not a morning person. So it's like, give myself the weekend so I can build up for the week.
Give yourself a break.
Yeah. She agrees.
Yeah, she agrees.
So then the M. So S is specific, M is measurable. So to keep yourself accountable, it's like, how will you measure your progress, and how will I know when the goal is accomplished? So in order to know you were going to work out, how would you keep yourself accountable?
I have to honestly write it down in my calendar so I can have my little check mark that I did it. And so if I did the 3 days and then I have my 3 little check marks, I feel that that's pretty measurable.
That's a good one. I'm the same way. I have to scratch something off or tick it off. Like, I have an app that also, like, will give you a check mark if you do it. I'm like, yes.
Why is a check mark so satisfying.
Is that why we did it, like, when you were in kindergarten and you got that
check plus?
Is it check plus?
Yeah.
You know, maybe so. It's
gratifying.
Yeah.
Or even a sticker.
Stickers.
Star sticker, yes. Something.
Yes. Just little things that make you happy.
I do that too, though, Jessica. Like, if I want to do something, I'll have my little thing to, like, put a check, and I'm like, oh, I actually did it this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's us. We like to scratch things off and get a check mark.
I like my list, and I like my list to have check marks on.
Yes.
Check it out.
So A is achievable, and how can the goal be accomplished is basically adding more to getting more specific into it. Like, how can you make this achieved? How do you make sure you get it done? And then what are the logical steps I should take? So like for me, who wants to wake up early, maybe I already know me. I have to set 3 alarms to make sure hear one of them. But that's
You're
me.
One of those people.
Yes, I am. I will hit snooze. But then I'll hit, like, you know how there's a snooze and then a stop. Sometimes it comes a stop, so you'll miss your snooze announcement, which is, this is bad.
I feel like you need some more alarms.
That's why I have 3 on there. So it comes out, so I don't miss it.
Is it right beside your bed?
My phone's missed my alarm, and it's on my bed.
I mean, what if you moved it to another side of the room where you are forced to get up to turn it off?
But then
how am
I supposed to watch?
Then you have to get up.
I tried to do that and it didn't work for me. It just made me mad. I started the morning off bad. I was like, I'm not ready. And then when I did, I still pressed snooze, and so I would still walk back.
I mean, it's true. I think, right, you also have to think about your mood. You want to be in a good mindset,
right?
When you get to work. But I also remember seeing, I don't know where, maybe it was TikTok. There was a clock with wheels, so like you would have to go get up, kind of like to go turn it off.
Oh, it would move?
Yeah.
You have to like chase down the clock.
Oh, yes. Yes. And I thought,
there's your workout before you even start your day.
Yes. I was gonna get it, but then I thought my dog will just eat it. Like, he'll,
that's true.
He'll just chase it. But I don't know if that would put me in a good mood, not talking, because I'm
definitely
a Drew. I'm
like, You have to chase something down to turn it off?
Probably not. But yeah, so that
we're
would be
under
what.
The bed and you're just like,
ah. It's like, that would be so bad.
That would be.
I think I would be able to catch it. My apartment's small.
Maybe putting your alarms earlier, the 10 minutes earlier.
I try that.
The 3. Too.
I have 3 alarms.
No, but move them all 10 minutes earlier than what
they are. Oh, okay. That's true.
That way when it gets to your third one, it's the actual time.
Right, and it could be achievable. I like that. That's my logical steps.
Sounds great.
You know what? I think somebody else needs to set your alarm, because then, like, when I do it myself,
true.
And I do it 10 minutes beforehand, I know in my head I did it 10 minutes beforehand, so I really have 20 extra minutes.
It's like, it's a surprise what time you're waking up today.
Your poor husband.
Good luck.
I woke up.
I don't know if I could do that.
No.
I would be angry. I already know me. Okay, so for Jessica, how would you make, what's your logical steps to work out? Like, what would you do?
Well, I would have to do the same thing with my alarm. So if I'm going to do this 3 days working out, I'm going to have to do it in the morning just because we have a lot of stuff going on. So I would have to make sure my alarm goes off early enough so I can wake up with the snoozes and then go work out.
See, that's attainable.
But the other thing is, I'm already up early because my husband leaves early, but I'm really bad about going back to bed when he leaves. So
really?
I just need to stay up. And then, yeah. Okay. So maybe that should be the goal. I should just.
Do you like coffee?
Do you physically
do
get
like
up with him?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
I know, your wife.
How long have y'all been married?
It'll be 3 years.
Oh, that'll be soon. Don't worry.
No.
Yeah, me too. Make lunch and all that stuff? No, not anymore. You're on your own. Sorry.
No, I don't make lunch or anything. I just get up for a little bit, say good morning, and then I go back.
Yeah.
But I should just start.
But if you want this goal, your goal working out, this could be a good way because you're already technically
up. You just gotta stay up.
You gotta stay up.
There you go. Got up and actually put on your clothes to work out.
Oh. That's a good
point.
We didn't like want you to go back to bed, you know?
No.
I don't know, because my stretchy pants, I can sleep in those too.
Right?
That's a good state. Go ahead and put the shoes on.
Put the shoes on.
Oh, there
put
you
the
go.
Shoes on. The shoes would be the
because then you have to stay
I
up.
I did visualize Jessica in her PJs with her shoes on going to work out.
That could happen.
But she's going to get her workout in. It's good. She's girl on a mission.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I guess it's fine. It doesn't really come up to like 7. So it's like you can go for like a little walk around the neighborhood.
It's dark. I'm scared.
Oh, yeah.
What time do you get up?
I get up at 5:45.
That's early.
Take medicine, and then I could wake Cameron up about 6.
You're his alarm clock?
Well, he has an alarm. Sorry, Cameron, if you're listening. But
I need an alarm clock.
No, but make sure he's up, because we'll do the same thing. Like, if I have to leave early in the morning, I'll be like, make sure I'm up, and he'll come and check on me. Okay, so we're like each so other's, sweet. Like, making sure we're up.
Y'all are so cute.
That's very sweet. Okay, so seriously, you need to call Jocelyn and wake her up before you then.
I'll decline.
No, not today, Jessica.
Do not disturb.
I already trained my family not to call me before 9. Like, don't call me before 9.
Don't even bother.
Yeah. No, because in college, they thought it was okay to call me at 7 a.m. I was like, what's your problem?
Are you dying right now? Because it's early.
I know, that's what I said. I was like, they're like, it's your birthday. I don't care.
Funny.
No, that's good.
Yeah, you could totally get up.
Yeah, I just need to stay up.
Yeah,
you just need to stay up. Do you like coffee though?
I do.
You can always make like a small cup. Not don't drink a lot, but just a little bit, just to keep it.
That's true.
Get you up and.
Or drink water. Water. I don't know. I've been drinking more water lately.
Water.
I gave up soda. We'll see how long it lasts. But drinking water in the morning will also like get you up too, because you're semi full.
True that.
Yeah. So R is relevant. So a few things is this a worthwhile goal? I don't know. Maybe I should just sleep in. is this the right time? Okay. Well, it is the right time. I should be more.
Well, you could go to bed earlier too to help.
I did that last night. That's why I was able to wake up early today. But we'll see how
it goes.
And then another question to ask yourself is, do I have the necessary resources to accomplish that goal? And I think that's really a good one to make sure it's relevant. Like, what resources do you need to make sure you get your goal accomplished? Like, I really need my alarm, and I need it to be loud. Otherwise, I won't hear it. But, like, for those who are starting fitness, do you have the right shoes? Are they good shoes? Make sure you're comfortable because you don't want to get blisters. Mm-hmm. Do you have clothes that fit? That's me. Do they fit right now for me to go work out?
Well, you gotta feel good, you know, confident about yourself. So go
confident.
Get
That's
have some cute workout clothes.
Yeah,
because then you're more apt to wear them, and then you're like, oh, I gotta work out. They're workout clothes. I don't know. Maybe
Most
I should go get some new workout
you
clothes.
Do that.
Okay.
I'm just like, if it's gonna get
you're
gross
happy.
And dirty. But yeah, if you need to go shopping. But don't let it sit in the closet too, because sometimes we'll go a little too crazy, you know, buying everything. And like, I'm going to start, and then it just sits there, speaking from my own experience. Because I bought so much equipment one time, like, I'm going to do it. I have my jump rope. Ask me how many times I've used my jump rope. One. I've used it once. I have not done my jump rope.
You know, I asked for an 8-pound weight for Christmas. I have one 8-pound weight, and I asked for another one because I wanted two, because I was using it as like a kettlebell. But I only have one. I asked me how many times I've lifted that thing up. I think I've lifted it twice to move it.
Wow.
While you're vacuuming or something? Like, you're vacuuming around it.
Right. I mean, and I look at it and I think about it all the time, but
yeah,
I just
actually doing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true. I know I'm right now currently debating whether I'm going to buy a barbell, because that's what my new workout plan asks for. And I'm like, but where am I going to store it? And am I really going to use it? Decisions.
Find something around the house that you can use.
Well, I have weights, but when you listen to a program, sometimes they sell you into it. They're like, barbell sits differently on your shoulders, which is true, compared to dumbbells. But I was like, maybe I just see how consistent I am, and then my reward will be buying a barbell.
That's a good goal.
Right?
That is a good goal.
Right? To make it more relevant.
Yeah.
I like that.
And then last thing you should ask yourself to see if it's relevant is the goal in line with my long-term objectives. Yes, I need to become a morning person. I've been told morning people are happy people.
All of them?
Most of the time. Have you ever heard them like, how you doing? And I'm like, don't talk, I need coffee first.
I need some more research on that. I don't believe it.
You're like, there's a red flag on that. I need more research.
I feel like that was not a good study that they did. Maybe.
It's possible. Very possible. I need more, yeah. How about you? What do you think you need to do to keep it relevant for your goals, Jessica? Well, you brought up going shopping.
Yeah, I could go shopping. It's new clothes. Workout clothes. I already got new tennis shoes.
Oh, there you go. You're ready.
Yes, I am ready. They're super comfy, too. So I really didn't realize I needed new shoes until I put on the new ones. I was like, dang, that cushion in the old ones was gone.
Yeah. They are, I forgot how many miles, but after so many miles, you should trade in your shoes.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need to get the number. But I also feel like once they feel yucky, I don't know, I can tell when they're yucky. I'm like, bye.
Time for a new pair.
Yeah.
Or like they're not gripping anymore.
Yes. That was happening too. Yeah.
Gotta make sure you have good grip because that's how accidents happen. And true, you really don't want to get hurt either. So the last word in SMART is the T, which is the time bound, right? How long will it take to accomplish this goal? Well, I don't know. Mine might take a while. And then what is the completion of this goal due? Oh, yeah. You should give yourself deadlines. Make sure you're hitting your marks between that. My deadline is June. So my deadline is to become a morning person by the end of June. Hopefully, I won't meet my alarm. Right? And when you have an internal clock?
Yeah.
I want an internal clock in me.
I think that's the idea with Walk Across the Edge. Since this is 8 weeks, it's to get you into a routine, and then hopefully you can keep that routine going. So, I don't know, give you 4 to 8 weeks to...
4 to 8 weeks? I like that. I'll do 4 weeks, check, and then 8 weeks. We'll see.
And see how it is.
Yeah, there you go.
And if you still hate life in the morning, I would just throw the whole idea out the window, like... Just not a morning person.
Well, I think it's also kind of hard because you got to think about summer. Summer gets so hot. So most of the time I like to do stuff at night. Like I walk my dog late because it's so hot during the day. And I also, he does cry if it's hot out, like his paws.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a thing too. Yeah.
So you have to think about that too. Or maybe I should walk him in the morning. And give myself an idea. Okay, yeah. And then the last question to ask yourself is, when am I going to work on this goal? So, like, setting those times and scheduling out those dates and those alarm clocks for me, like, that would be really getting it down to the bone. But, yeah, these are some SMART goals, some things to talk about. We talked about ours. Hopefully this gives you inspiration. And if you haven't joined Walk Across Texas, make sure to go do so. You can do that by visiting howdyhealth.org or .tmu.edu. It's the same thing. It's the same website. But yeah, go check it out. And then you can always join us on Facebook. So Fablo AgriLife is on Facebook. We have a Facebook group. It is, you still have to request, but we will approve you. And it's 2021 Fablo AgriLife Walk and Talk. We have a green picture with all of us. You can go find us.
Yep. Just positive comments only. Maybe a joke here once in a while.
Yes, or recipes. Someone was going to share recipes earlier. I was like, I'm excited. I want to know what you're making.
Yes. So just search Fablo AgriLife.
Yeah. Any final thoughts?
Good luck. Happy summer.
Bye.
Be mindful.
Just breathe.
Stay sweet. And stay fab.
You've been fabloed.